Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today, we have a special episode. It's one of the one-on-ones that I do from time to time. And in this case, the entire segment is about Charlene and her life. And it's really interesting because I think you'll find a lot of similarities possibly in your life, or you'll see a lot of limiting beliefs and what Joshua has to say there. And it was an amazing call. So I hope you really enjoy it. We have a new course. It's on the website. It's called 7 Days to Process Limiting Beliefs and Radically Raise Your Vibration. And in that course, it's meditation and daily spiritual practice and the form, which teaches you how to process your limiting beliefs and prove they're false, and the tutorial for that and a guide and all that stuff as well. So take a look at that. I have description or a link here in the description, and you can go to the website and just look at 7-day course. Also, we have a new Ascension Experience group starting. The alignment course will be starting in the first Monday of October. That is also on the website, and you can check that out, theteachingsofjoshua.com. All right, remember to like and subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends on Facebook, leave a review, leave a comment, do all that stuff, whatever you can do to help us. We really appreciate it. And get ready, enjoy this episode. Bye. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, Joshua.
What we like to say from the beginning is that above all, that you came here in this experience of physical reality to set a new trail for yourself and for all those who will follow you. Your life, your persona as Charlene, and the history of the timeline of all the lives you've ever lived has lived up to this moment. You've created this reality for a platform of self-discovery so that you could discover who you truly are. You could break free of the old beliefs that limit you from being who you truly are. You have come in with certain beliefs. You have adopted certain beliefs along the way, and those beliefs are either limiting or empowering. You are, above all, a divine being of love, an explorer of physical reality, completely limitless, completely free to be, have, and do anything you want in this lifetime. It is all up to you. There are no restrictions on you whatsoever. No matter how you perceive the outside world, it's all your creation, exactly as you created it, so that you could have this journey of self-discovery to discover the truth of who Charlene is. It may seem from time to time as if outside conditions are forcing you to be a certain way, but this is not true at all. It's all based in your set of beliefs. Your beliefs are somewhat empowering and somewhat limiting. And as you move from limiting beliefs to empowering beliefs, you'll be more comfortable with who you are as Charlene. As you become more comfortable and accept yourself as who you are, you'll be in alignment more of the time and receive inspiration more of the time and move forward to discovering the truth of who you are, which the truth of who you are is radically different than who you think you are. The limited idea of Charlene is a setup. It sets you up to come to a radical new conclusion. It sets you up in a perception of yourself that is highly limited. And as you break free of that perception and those beliefs and come closer and closer and closer to becoming who you truly are, you let go of all the illusion, all the stuff you think is bad or wrong. And you start accepting it all as perfect, as your creation. When you do this, you encounter your limitless nature. Now, there are rules for how this reality works. The rule is that you are either connected to a source of consciousness based in love, based in truth, or you think something wrong is going on. And in those times, you're connected to a source of consciousness based in fear. In that fear consciousness, you'll receive urges to change the conditions. You'll receive thoughts of wrong and bad. You'll want to change yourself, change other people, change the conditions in order to feel better. Yet this doesn't work. The system is set up for you to come from a feeling of insecurity and lack and limitation to the truth of your limitless nature, to the truth of your divine nature, to the truth of who you are primarily as an explorer. Now, you set up conditions and obstacles that would benefit you specifically, no one else. Everything that you created in your life, including the time and date of your birth, the family you were born into, the things you were led to believe that were not true as a child, your physical body, all these things you chose. You chose them because you knew that they would create a trajectory that would lead you to this information. And with this information, you could use to move beyond the illusion. Now, your goal here is not to be happy or satisfied or just get by. Your goal here is to create a life where others who are similar can follow, you see. People who have similar beliefs can move out of those beliefs and into the truth. But you are here to do this first. You are here among the humans on Earth, the 7 or 8 billion people on Earth. You are here to become this example of one who moves out of the illusion and into the truth. You can't see that about yourself yet. You have doubts about that. But you are well on your journey. You are quite young for where you are on your journey. You have a lot of time and a lot of learning to do and a lot of transformation to do. And you are ready to do it all. You know that you're ready to do it all. You have all the power within you right now. Everything at this moment in time has come together perfectly to allow you to move step by step by step by step along your journey to discover who you truly are. And when you do that, you open up pathways for others to follow. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Where would you like to start?
I don't even know. Do we even have enough time? It seems like I just have so much.
As much time as you want. There is no restrictions on time.
I have so much going on. Like, for instance, I'm incorporating meditation, incorporating acupuncture to, you know, try to heal myself from the inside out. The sleep apnea thing is just really, it's taking a toll on me. And then on top of that, it's like, I'm trying to relocate. I'm trying to tune into being optimistic, detaching from the illusion, because I'm in this situation where now we're being forced to take the vaccine, which I don't want to because I feel like it's coming from a fear-based perspective. But I just find it interesting because I just received this job, just started this job early this year. And it's like already, I feel like, okay, it's a lesson in that the universe is showing me something, because I just was let go from a job that we were forced to take the flu shot. So to come back full circle to another job where I'm just starting to feel a little bit comfortable, get my, you know, finances a little bit more back in order. Now I'm being forced again to do something else. So I'm okay, just
so
like,
we want to start with this idea that okay. You perceive that you are being forced to make a choice that is not in alignment with what you know to be true for yourself.
Right.
Now, this isn't that you're being forced. It's still a choice. Now, the choice is, do I keep this job or do I not keep this job? Do I give in or do I not give in? And that will be up to you. But that is your choice. You can say to yourself, at my core, in alignment, I understand that this vaccine is or is not necessary for me. Every human will have to make this choice. Those who are coerced into it through fear will make a fear-based decision. Right. And they will face the manifestation events that come with that because they are not in alignment with who they truly are. Those who are perceiving that they need this job in order to maintain some level of security or abundance or whatever it is, are still basing their decisions in fear. The fear that I could lose my job, I could not have enough money, that sort of thing. This is all part of the illusion and it's all a test. Are you going to stay true to what you know, or are you going to acquiesce to the demands of others who do not know what's best for you? Those demands of others are made in fear. They believe, based on a highly limiting belief, that this vaccine is the answer to their problems. However, the problems were never there to begin with. You see, you have to understand that everything in physical reality is based in love. Everything is based in love. And the virus is also based in love. So those who get the virus and have the experience of that and go into it with ease and understand that it is a modification that is designed for their benefit will have no symptoms and no problems or very mild symptoms and will ride it out easily. Those who are resisting will have a more difficult time with it. Those who are ready to leave physical reality will use this as their way out if they choose. So all of that thinking is from this higher perspective, the higher perspective based in love. All of the other thinking is based in fear. And so your primary choice of perspective is this perspective based in love? Am I eager to get the vaccine? Do I think this is the best thing for me? Or am I going to wait and see what happens? If those ideas are based in love, then that choice is right. That perspective of the choice is based in love, what's good for you, what's true for you, or perspectives based in fear, what is everyone else wanting you to do? Now, this is coming up for all humans to make this choice. This is a way for the universe to understand where everyone is. This is a way for everyone to look at their lives and see what's important for them, and then to start to make decisions that are based in how they feel internally, the wisdom they receive internally, what they know internally. Start listening to their inner voice or their inner self and make decisions from that perspective. So those who can make the decision from the perspective of the inner self and the higher perspective, from the perspective of love, will now embark on a completely new reality and be moved into another platform or another level of existence as a physical being. And those who are still basing all the decisions in fear will be working more on their illusion while here in physical reality. So you will, not just in this decision, but in all your decisions, if you now choose to base every decision based in the truth of who you are, you created this reality, you chose to be here now, you chose to understand who you are, you chose to listen more often to your inner self, you're choosing to be in alignment, you're choosing to see everything from the higher perspective, you're choosing to perceive that everything that comes to you is for you, and you're choosing to perceive that you are perfectly taken care of by the universe, and that you are now more aware than all of those who are living in fear. So then you say, I have a choice. The choice is to listen to my inner wisdom or to save my job. And we would say, on the cosmic scale of things, which do you think is the more valuable decision? Listen to your inner self or worrying about some way of making a little bit of money?
The
listening to your inner self will always lead you to everything you truly want. And the decision to worry about this job and this amount of income is an indication that you are not ready to move to this higher level, that you are still perceiving yourself as the victim to outside conditions where things can go wrong. Imagine that you said, no, I'm going to listen to my inner self. I'm going to pass on this vaccine idea for now. I may come back to it at a later date. And they say, okay, well, you can't work here anymore. And then you say, well, excellent, because I know something even better is coming down the line, even better than I can do in the future. And when I start trusting my inner voice, I will be guided to the perfect place and the perfect position and the perfect source of income for me, because I know that the universe is always taking care of me.
And I know that's so true, but I also thought about too, is it possible that me not wanting to take the vaccine, it can go one of two ways. Either it could also be from a fear-based perspective, or it can also be from a higher perspective of knowing that.
So which is it right now? Which do you think it is? Why would you be in fear of the vaccine?
Because of the horror stories, the what could go wrong, what could manifest. And I know that if I make that decision, here's what I do know. I know if I make the decision to get it based in fear of losing my job, income, whatever. If I make the decision based in fear, I know that something bigger would manifest, like a major side effect. That I do know. But I also know that, if I decide not to, that's because I feel that I don't have to, because right. I am leaning towards being more in tune with my inner self, incorporating different tools and resources to bring me to that place of, you don't have to do that. Just because someone else is imposing their fear-based beliefs on you, you don't have to take that same path. So that I do know.
And while we will never tell you what to do, all we are suggesting here is that you listen to that inner voice. You make a decision based in the truth of that inner wisdom. And then whatever decision you make, you stand behind that decision 100%. Now, you can also revisit the decision later on. You might have new wisdom coming in. There might be new development. Something else might be coming in the future. So you will play it step by step, but you don't allow the potential lack of job or loss of job to dictate which decision you make, because that's where the decision comes in fear.
Gotcha. So I don't know if you can really answer this. So I did mention the whole sleep apnea thing. That's something that I've been battling for years. I know that meditation can help eliminate that, but it's like because I'm so caught up in this illusion, I barely even have the energy to meditate before I go to bed. So I'm just, you know, I'm kind of like all over the place, as you probably can tell.
Not at all. You are working it out. And this is what it looks like when you're working it out. Those who are confused by what's going on, those are the ones who are all over the place. You are learning to focus now, and we see great strides that you've made. So Gary had sleep apnea, which his father had, and his father for years said, get your sleep tests, get a CPAP machine. And he resisted and resisted, but he was falling asleep at work and falling asleep all over the place and falling asleep on the couch before falling asleep to bed. And finally he acquiesced. This is before we came in, and he went and had the sleep study and got the CPAP machine, and it took a couple weeks to get used to it. And now he loves it. He wouldn't sleep without it, even if the sleep apnea went away. He was resistant to the machine and thought that the machine was bad and wrong. But once he got accustomed to the machine, he began to really appreciate it. And so he sleeps perfectly all night long with the CPAP machine. The same, it's not the need to get rid of the condition. The condition has a purpose. The purpose is breathing. So Gary was one who was not a deep breather his whole life. And this CPAP machine allowed him to breathe deeply during sleep and to be able to breathe more deeply during the day. He has an ability now to breathe very deeply during exercise and meditation and breath sessions and things like that. In the course of the resistance to the machine, he had to move from a limited belief system to an empowering belief system. And so that was the work that he did. Once he had that machine and had adjusted it to the right levels, then this was no longer an obstacle in his ascension. It was actually of benefit to his ascension.
And I have noticed I've been resistant. There's a lot of resistance in me from a lot of things. And I do know that because I didn't want to have to depend on anything outside of myself. Like I said, like I'm doing acupuncture. I don't know if that is helping with anything or not.
With acupuncture, you're trying to solve a problem. With meditation, you're trying to solve a problem. So the acupuncture is not to solve a problem. It's to be done if it feels good. If you enjoy it, if you relax, if you feel stimulated and energetic afterwards, but only for the joy of it. Meditation is only for the joy of it. It's not to solve a problem. Gary looks at the numbers of people who listen to the various meditations online, and there's statistics for each one. And by far, the one that is listened to more than any other is the abundance meditation, because all these people are trying to change their condition through meditating using the abundance meditation, thinking that by meditating to this abundance, they can use this meditation to create more financial abundance in their lives. This is not the purpose. And because it's based in the lack of enough money, it cannot work in the way they think it'll work. The only way it can work is to see yourself as fully abundant now, and then to allow in whatever naturally comes to you based on whatever you need to explore. So if you needed to explore breathing deeper, then you could do that through breath sessions. You could do it while you're doing meditation, or you could do it through the sleep apnea, you see. And so what you think is a negative condition is always a positive condition. There's no need to resist the available remedies for this. You will find that what's available to you, you had a choice. You could have a CPAP machine or you could have acupuncture. Well, the acupuncture isn't really helping you breathe deeply, but the CPAP machine helps you breathe deeply and helps you sleep, you see. Now you think that you're relying on an outside source, but actually it's all created by you anyway. That's where the illusion is. This is a thing designed to support this particular requirement that you have. And it was designed and invented in love. And so that machine is based in love and is perfectly suited for your situation. So any resistance of it is resistance of what you think it means, what you think it'll be like before you've even experienced it.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. I didn't think about that. I signed up for the, like I was telling Gary, I signed up for the 7-day boot camp, and I barely can make it past day one processing all of the limiting beliefs, because I'm like, I have so many. Like, I don't have the time to process every single manifesting event. So are we choosing just like the roots, the main limiting belief, and working through that? Because even with me trying to work through it, I felt like I'm focusing on the negative aspect. Like I wasn't, and then I'm like, maybe I'm not doing it correctly, because which I'm sure is a limiting belief as well, but I wasn't feeling better about it. Or maybe I was just that much into resisting whatever I was resisting, or maybe just so caught up in the illusion of what was going on.
What happens when people are faced with this new way of looking at unwanted events as gifts? So an event happens that you perceive causes your negative emotion. That person said something to me, and because of what they said, I feel bad. Therefore, their comments are the source of me feeling bad. And then we say, no, that's not true at all. Those comments are neutral. They cannot make you feel good or bad. You choose to feel good or bad based on your perception of reality and the perspective you're choosing in the moment. There is a limiting belief that's in there somewhere that's being triggered by those comments. You very, very, very much want to know what that limiting belief is, because it's the limiting belief that is the source of the negative emotion. The limiting belief is causing you to perceive yourself as a victim, which is not true. So you want to challenge that limiting belief. You want to discover which one it is and then process whichever one you discover. Now, you don't have to discover the exact limiting belief. If you discover any limiting belief at all, you can process that limiting belief, and you only have to do one per day. That's it. Now, the thing is, maybe you're familiar with when you buy a new car, you see that car everywhere. Well, the same is true. When you notice that you're having manifestation events, well, you didn't realize how many you were having before. You were having them all day long. Uh-huh. And so you say, I'm having another one. This process is supposed to stop all that. And we say, no, the process is simply a tool to allow you to see the limiting belief and then find evidence to prove to yourself the limiting belief is false, and then go on and have another manifestation event and do it again and again and again and again, and eventually over time. Imagine that you were going to take part in a marathon, and you said, in a year from now, I'm going to run a marathon. But you've never really walked before, you've never jogged before, you've never ran before. So you start the first day and you start walking, and you walk, say, half a mile. And you notice how difficult it is to walk a mile, and how tired you are and how sweaty you are. And you're saying, wow, I'm never going to be able to run a marathon because it's so hard just to walk this first half mile. And then you do it again and again and again. And the next week you do 3/4 of a mile for a week. And the next week you do a mile. And eventually your entire physical reality starts to change. You sort of say, okay, well, now I can do a mile. I couldn't do a mile before. I can only do half a mile. Now I can do a mile. So let's just keep going like this. And the more you do, the more you do, the more you do. And eventually you'll be running that marathon. But to start that first day is the hardest day. And so all you have to do is come back the next day and you say, I'm going to do this again and I'm going to do it again. And then you do it for, we will say, 50 days. You can use that form over and over again every single day, just exactly the way it is. You're not doing it wrong. You're doing it perfectly every single time. You're not slow. You're extremely fast in the way you're processing all of this stuff. And by the 50th day, you'll have a manifestation event and you'll do the whole form mentally. And you'll process the entire event within a few minutes mentally. And then you'll get back into alignment. Now, here's what happens when you are in alignment more of the time. Two things. First of all, you'll start to receive more inspiration. That inspiration is what you really want. It's the communication from your inner self leading you exactly on the fastest route to get everything you truly want out of this life. Everything you truly want, not everything you think you want. Everything you truly want. So what you truly want is to express your love and acceptance of all your of yourself, of others, of all that is. You truly want to experience true freedom and true abundance, not limitation and lack. You truly want to expand through experiences in joy, not in suffering. And you truly want to discover who you are in this lifetime. So these are your four primary truths, your primary desires, your primary intentions you set prior to your birth. You see, as long as you're moving along life, experiencing those intentions or manifesting those intentions, nothing else matters. Nothing else in the world matters. There are no problems. There are nothing else going on. And what's going to happen is you'll be led through inspiration to more and more awareness and clarity, and more awareness and clarity of your other limiting beliefs. So think of your limiting beliefs as an onion. At first, you're just taking apart the outer layers. I don't like my skin. I don't like my feet. I don't like this person over here. I don't like the politics over here. I don't like this bad thing that happened. All these little things. And then as you peel those layers away, you'll start to feel better. And you'll become more emotionally sensitive than you are now. So that you'll really, really notice the manifestation events when they happen. And they will really, really, really feel intense to you. And you really want to know this. And then you'll start to peel away the inner layers and the inner layers and the inner layers. And you'll be freer and more joyful and more understanding of what's really going on and more abundant and limitless in your nature. And then you'll peel deeper, deeper ones and deeper ones. And you'll peel away layers that are based on all the limiting beliefs you adopted in this lifetime. And then you'll peel away layers of limiting beliefs you adopted in other lifetimes. And as you peel away the layers in your life, you are adding to the consciousness of the planet and allowing others pathways to peel away their own layers. So you're not doing this work just for you. You're doing this work for the mass consciousness as well. That's your value. That's your worthiness on display in this reality. So two things will happen. You will receive more inspiration and you'll become more sensitive.
That's amazing. That's good.
Now, that's all really of this work, everything you're doing here is to do one primary thing. Come into greater connection with your inner self. Listen to the wisdom that's coming from your inner self for you. Your inner self is you that exists in the non-physical and is paying attention to every single moment in your life, guiding you, guiding you, guiding you, guiding you, guiding you first through emotion. Do you feel positive emotion or negative emotion? Positive emotion means you're agreeing with the perspective of your inner self. Negative emotion means you're disagreeing with the perspective of your inner self. You want to be in agreement more of the time. Now, your inner self might lead you right into huge manifestation events, but this is for a purpose. This is for the growth that you came here to experience.
So how do you get to a place to where you're closing the gap between you and your inner self or higher self, or what's the...
You become what we call a blended being, where you are so aware of who you are and why you're here. You're so aware of the fact that you're looking at life from a limited perspective and that you cannot know the route ahead of you. You cannot know. You are the explorer and your inner self is the guide. And so you want to listen to the guidance from your inner self. You want to receive inspiration and then act in the moment on that inspiration, whether you feel fear or not. Now, you always feel fear when you receive inspiration because the The inspiration is designed to move you from this level of vibration to this level, a higher level of vibration. From the limited level of vibration that you exist at, you cannot see where this is going to go. And so you will feel fear because you still have limiting beliefs at this level. As you take the steps, take the action, you move through that experience and expand to a higher vibrational level. The act there adds information to the limiting beliefs, so that limiting beliefs become empowering beliefs, you see. So you will always feel fear. Your limiting beliefs will always be triggered upon contemplation of any action that's inspired. But when you take that action, regardless of the fear, when you push past that fear, you'll move to an expanded place. When you move to that expanded place, you'll see, oh, that's why this happened. That's what I needed to learn in this. That's the old way of thinking that I was buying into that wasn't true. And only your inner self can know where to go. So you have to have faith in that inner self. But the first step here is what you're doing now. You're looking at your life from a new perspective where you're seeing that your limiting beliefs are simply limiting. And you're not aware of all your limiting beliefs. They'll come to you first in thought. You will think of something and you'll either approve of it or disapprove of that thought. If you approve of it, well, it means that there are beneficial beliefs there that are allowing you to move forward. If you disapprove of it, if you think it's wrong or bad, you're being in resistance to that thought. Now, if you catch yourself and you say, oh, why am I resisting that thought? Why do I think that thing is bad? Why do I think these people are bad or this shouldn't have happened? Oh, I'm looking at it from a limited perspective. I can change my perspective now. I can endeavor to look at that subject from a new way, from a higher perspective. And then you'll feel a bit of relief. Now, if you ignore all these things you think are bad or wrong, well, they'll become manifested in your physical reality as events. The events will pay more attention to. The events themselves have information. If you continue to resist those events, you'll encounter more intense events because the universe wants you to pay attention to these events so that you can find your limiting beliefs. That's the purpose of these manifestation events. If you're doing the work and processing the beliefs as they come up, one limiting belief a day is more than enough. Eventually, you'll get to this new level of awareness and you'll have a closer connection to your inner self and you'll start to receive inspiration. So the next step is being in alignment, receiving inspiration, and then acting. So you're just at the first stage right now where you're noticing the limiting beliefs and you're seeing them in a new way and you have a new tool to process them. You're just starting, you see. But imagine yourself doing this every day for 3 months. Well, now you are not walking half a mile. Now you're walking 2 miles a day, you see? And so now it gets easier and more comfortable because the limited ego self says, oh, don't do this. Oh, it's too painful. Oh, you don't want to look at all these things. Oh, you want to go back to being the small self and trying to protect yourself. You want to try and control the conditions. You want to just follow along with the rest of the sheep. That'll be the safer way of doing it. Who are you to know what's going on? You can't do this. These are all the thoughts based in fear coming from the ego. But once you make a decision, you say, no, this is what I'm doing every single day of my life. I'm going to wake up and meditate because that's when I have the most energy. I am going to think about my alignment. I'm going to do my daily spiritual practice. I'm going to set my intentions for the day. I'm going to look at everything from a higher perspective. I'm going to notice the manifestation events as they come in, and I'm going to pick one a day to do. I'm going to do it as well as I can do it and leave it behind. That's all I need to do. I will just do it as well as I can. I don't have to find the answers or solve any problems. This is an ongoing process that will take a little bit of time. But what I will do is I will face my ego mind that says, don't do this, and be small and be scared and stay like you were. And I'm going to say, no, that hasn't worked. That's not what I signed up for. That's not who I truly am. I'm going to push past all this fear and I'm going to choose new thoughts. As soon as you start doing that, the ego says, okay, all right. Well, let's see how it works out. All right, we just wanted to warn you. We just wanted you to look both ways before you cross the street. That's all we were doing. Once you make the decision to cross the street, we're good, we'll see. And now when you cross the street, the ego has a little bit more confidence. Hey, we didn't die. We didn't get hit by cars. We can cross the street. We can do these things. But until you start doing these things, the ego is going to say, no, you can't. No, you can't. Better not. Be safe. Be careful.
I received that. Okay. So it's processing the limiting beliefs, whatever that may be, over a period of time, once a day, with the manifesting events that may, because they're going to come.
Whichever one you want to pick. Pick the little ones first.
Okay. Got you. And then it'll just get easier and the resistance will diminish. It might not be completely gone, but it'll at least be less intense.
It'll be less intense only so that you can maintain your alignment, receive inspiration, and then push past the fear that pops up. That's the reason that you process limiting beliefs. So that when you are inspired, the limiting belief that will be triggered will not be so intense that you can't push past the fear. Most of the time, you are receiving inspiration and choosing not to act because the fear is too strong, because the underlying limiting belief is too strong. As you reduce these limiting beliefs, the fear that will pop up will be less intense and you'll be more able to push past the fear to do what you're inspired to do. This is the key here. Now, you're always receiving inspiration for you, but you're not hearing it that often and you're not taking action that often. And when we mean inspiration, we're suggesting to you that you're receiving 100 inspired ideas every day. You're not hearing most of them. And of the ones you do hear, you're not acting on those unless you can see how they will benefit you in some way. So you must realize that your entire approach to life up to this point has been, how do I get things that I lack for Charlene? How do I manipulate the conditions to get what I think I lack in order to be loved, be happy, be secure, all these things that you already are? You are love. That's who you are. You couldn't be more secure. You're completely taken care of by the universe. You're just not paying attention to it because you're focused on you. As you move through this work, you will take your attention off what you need and you will start to flow love into your reality. You will start to flow acceptance into it all. And the only way this life works is if you take your focus of attention off of your needs and you then place them on everything outside of you. And you say, how can I love and appreciate all this that exists in my life? This person that is giving me a problem, how can I love and appreciate them? This person that I love, how can I love and appreciate them even more? These things I appreciate, how can I give my appreciation to them even more? How can I ramp that up? And everything that I think is wrong, how can I see it in a new way?
So let me ask you this. I don't know if you can answer this question. So, well, you probably can, because it's not like it's a real, real personal question. But so I wanted to go to this event in Marco Island. I had the inspiration, like the seas parted, the clouds, you know, parted. And I had this inspiration to go to this. But my thing was, I didn't want to have to pay for the event. And I wanted and maybe that was too big of a wish just starting out, but I wanted everything to be taken care of without me having to use my own funds. So, but I'm wondering if I would have taken that first step, purchased the registration event, or paid for the registration, would the other doors have opened up? I'm just curious.
So the perspective of the victim says, I need to make sure that everything is lined up before I take action. It's a transactional approach to life. I will not love you until you love me first. I will not take care of you until you take care of me first. I will not appreciate you until you appreciate me first. I will not do anything unless I get a paycheck first. You see? Transactional approach. So you're inspired. You have everything you need to go on that trip. You have the money. Now you may think, oh, I don't have enough money. But see, if you took that leap of faith, just like you took the leap of faith of going on this call, you had the fear, well, what if I don't understand it? What if it doesn't make any sense? What if blah, blah, blah? All that ego is saying, how can you do the thing you're inspired to do when you don't know what the outcome is? And the opposite approach to life is the one that works. I know that it was inspiration. That means that the universe has to take care of me. Now, it may not take care of me in the way that I know. It could be that the universe wants you to unravel your limiting beliefs around abundance, financial abundance. And so the universe gives you the inspiration to go do something, to spend money. And then doesn't provide you the money to do it. Manifestation event, you see. And so this is designed to let you think about things in a new way. And so the way that a victim would look at it is, I was very much wanted to do this thing. I was inspired to do it, but I couldn't do it because I didn't have enough money. The creator would say, I was very much inspired to do this thing, and look what I got instead. I got a manifestation event around money. So now I get to find a limiting belief about my financial abundance and process that. That was the key here, not the trip to Marco Island, but the manifestation event that came through this subject around money. And when you process that manifestation event, because that's the one that came to you, you will open up floodgates to more abundance, because you can't see your limiting beliefs in any area. You have no idea that you have limiting beliefs around abundance or love or health or any subject in your life. They have to be illuminated to you. Now, you could get to a stage where you notice the resistant thoughts and do the work then. But if you can't do it that yet, until you can, manifestation events will be created by the universe and by your inner self and orchestrated to give you an awareness of where your limitations lie. So what we would have said is, you could have taken action in the moment. You could have marked off your calendar. You could have done some research. You could have emailed the people involved. You could have asked for a discount. You could have asked for some sort of way, or you could have said, no, I have money in the bank. I have a credit card with credit on it. I can do it. I can have faith that everything will turn out. Now you start living in that faith and just noticing how everything does turn out. And at some point you will have to get there, because you'll have to have this faith, not faith in that your wishes come true, faith in that you and your inner self are creating this reality that's perfect for you in every way, and that you can be, have, and do anything you truly want. And anything that would be a distraction on your journey of self-discovery is not needed, so you would not want it anyway. So you can now disassociate what you think you want from what you truly want. And do you remember what you truly want?
Freedom, joy.
Well, you have freedom, expand. You have joy. You
yeah, have everything that I had, right?
You have the capacity to love and to express your love right now. You have the capacity to accept everything as it is right now and see it all as perfect. You have that capacity. When you choose to express that more and more and more and more, you will raise your vibration and you will notice that new things come to you. You have the capacity to live in absolute freedom and absolute abundance if you choose. Now, if you choose this, you'll have to process the limiting beliefs that keep you from experiencing true freedom and true abundance. So true freedom means that you can act when inspired to act. You can think any thought you want to think. That's true freedom. True abundance is having everything you need to explore reality as you are choosing to explore it in the moment. And in the moment, you always have everything you need, always, everything you need in the moment. You'll have access to ideas. You have access to inspiration. You have access to new thoughts that feel better. This is what you need. You have access to clarity. You have access to inner wisdom. You have access to all these things. Now, this is the key here, because you're looking outside of yourself for all the answers instead of within. You're not trusting that within yet, but this is the process where you get to that trust.
By processing the limiting beliefs.
That's the first step.
That's the process.
The very first step.
That's good. I don't know, like, you know how you have questions, but you don't really know what to ask first? This is good.
Whichever question you ask next will be the perfect question. So give up any doubt about having to have it in a perfect order.
Okay.
Trust that whatever comes to you will be the perfect question for the perfect time.
I feel like I have a better understanding now. I know that things that happen on the outside is a reflection of what's going on innerly, which is the root of the limiting beliefs that has to be processed in order for you to pick, basically get to the next step and the next step.
Well, first we will say that the vast majority of your beliefs are empowering.
Okay.
You believe that you deserve to be here now. You believe that you are entitled to be interested in whatever you're interested in. You believe that you can move to higher planes of existence. You believe that you are worthy of a job, a home, a car, love, health, all these things. So most of your beliefs are incredibly empowering, which leads to the wonderful, abundant, and free life that you live now, replete with all the amenities that come with life in 2021. And you understand that you have limiting beliefs that you cannot identify yet, and that they will come up when it's required. So this sets you free, because now you can say, all right, I'm going to exist today and see what comes up today. And then I'm going to process those limiting beliefs, and I'll raise my vibration through the processing of those beliefs to move to a higher level of vibration. And as I do this, I will get more clarity, and I'll be led to new things and new ideas and new modalities and new healings and fun adventures and new people. So that's the journey that I'm on. Now, most people are not on that journey. Most people are on the journey of protecting themselves and keeping things together and maintaining control and wishing things were different. They're perceiving themselves as the victim. The mere fact that you can entertain the idea that you created this entire reality, although you don't know what that means yet, but you will know what it means if you keep going, that is a sign that you are on the leading edge of thought. You are here before the masses. You are not a sheep. You are not paying attention to the noise that's going on outside of you or the rules and regulations that are imposed by people in fear. You're not trying to change conditions. You're not trying to make things different than they are based in fear. You are now looking at what's the inspiration, what's the course of action, what's the idea that's coming to me now. Can I play with that idea more? Let's see how that feels. Okay, that sounds good. Now let's move on. Always from the perspective that you're the creator, that you're the leader, that you're moving forward. Now, the old approach to life where you wish things were different than they were as the victim is vastly different than the new approach to life. And so you're in this transition period. And this is why everything is turbulent, because the universe will always test your belief system. You say, I have processed this limiting belief about this thing and that thing and the other thing. And now I expect to see blah, 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 blah. And the universe says, are you really ready for that, Charlene? Well, let's give you another manifestation event just to test your faith. Are you really ready to look at yourself as the creator? Because to do so requires that you take full responsibility for every aspect of your reality. You have to love and accept every aspect as perfect. If you continue to choose to see flaws in yourself or in others or in the conditions, you are acting as the victim. And so this transition from the victim to the creator takes a little bit of time, and it takes commitment, and it takes faith. You have to do one step every single day for the rest of your life. The steps will get easier as you get stronger. Just like walking the first half a mile the first day and running the marathon at the end. By the time that you're ready to run that marathon, everything will be lined up for you, and you will be highly effective in everything you'll do. You'll be floating down that trail, coming up against everything that you used to think was wrong or bad, and they won't even be obstacles anymore. It'll be smooth sailing. Now, from that point, you will see yourself completely differently. It'll be a radical departure for how you see yourself now. So the journey then truly is coming from one perception of reality about yourself now to a brand new perception of reality about yourself in the future. That new perception of self will be absolutely true and completely empowering. Your current perception of yourself is limited compared to that one. And so it's a journey from the limited perception to the limitless perception, from the illusion of who you are to the truth of who you are. Nothing else matters. It's all about how you perceive yourself. You either perceive yourself in a limited way or an empowering way. And so this is what this process is. Nothing outside of you matters. It's only your perception of yourself in your life.
That's good. That's really, really good. And like, for a while, it took me, it's been taking me a while to wrap my head around you're the creator of your own reality. And I'm like, why the hell would I create? And now that you, and now that I've come across, you know, your belief thoughts, and I really had to sit with that, because it's like, what am I really thinking about? What are my beliefs that's creating? So now, with you explaining everything, even with me reading Radical Change, Health, Wealth, and Love, reading those two books at the same time and listening to, you know, your podcast, to listening to different other people, but it's all starting to come together. And it's like, okay, what are you really thinking about, and what is your beliefs, and how do you change that and detach from the illusion? So you've definitely gave me a better understanding, for sure.
So why did you
choose? That I appreciate.
What is the benefit of you being you in this life? How did you choose the time and date of your birth? How did you choose the parents? How did you choose that childhood? How did you choose the body? How did you choose where you were born? What do you think makes all these things special?
That's the million-dollar question that I have yet to figure out.
Would you prefer to be born at a different place or at a different time? What year were you born?
1983. I feel like that was an okay year. 1983 was an okay year
when I came in. Was the internet around in 1983? What was your childhood like in the 80s and 90s?
I mean, it was okay. I mean, nothing majorly traumatic happened. Like, no one tried to kill me that I know of. But, you know, a lot of times we do have that preference. If I was born to a different set of parents, maybe my life would have been this way. Or if I was born a boy, maybe my mother would have loved me, which is also a limiting belief in itself. I mean, I've had those questions that I pose to myself, or and wishes.
Is that an empowering way to look at it, or is that a limiting way to look at it?
It's a limiting way to look at it.
Because
I know.
You do not know anything other than the experience that you had.
Right.
So when you say it could have been different, you're looking at yourself as a victim. I was just thrown here in this reality. And look at the cards I was dealt. I much rather have been this person or that person or that person, but you can't know where their journey is. For instance, name someone you idolize that you think is wonderful.
I mean, Beyonce has great skin.
So look at Beyonce. Does Beyonce understand reality the way you understand it? Is Beyonce on this call now? Is she in the boot camp? Is she reading these books? She's still in the confusion and the illusion, you see? Now, she's not ready to be where you are. From a soul level, her soul's looking at your soul saying, wow, you are so advanced. Look at where you came. And your inner self, your inner Charlene says, look at the life that we chose. This is the life that has the most potential for growth that we've ever had before. We knew that we would adopt these limiting beliefs. We knew that we would feel unloved by those around us. We knew that we would come in at this time and say it could have been different. It should have been different. It would have been different. And we knew that that would drive us to discovering these teachings, other teachings, and eventually lead us to discover who we truly are. So you chose the perfect life. You chose the perfect time and place to be born. You were born before the great change of the internet. So you knew what life was like before and after. You have a reference point. You came into the time of awakening. You knew that there would be technology coming in that would allow you to communicate like you're communicating now, and that there'd be new tools and information for you to have. So you came at the perfect time for you. You knew that the age that you came into these teachings was the perfect age. When you really were 35, you started a new 7-year journey. And that will lead you to when you're 42 and you'll start another 7-year journey. At 49, you'll start another one. And at each journey, you'll go through phases in those stages and show you exactly where you want to be. Now, look how quickly it took you to get from finding this information to talking to us. We will say that there's probably less than 1,000 people on Earth that have ever had a one-on-one conversation like this. We will say that of those 1,000 people, that a fraction of them had a full hour like you're having right now and were able to answer all these questions at this at one point in time. Now, if you look at yourself from that perspective, how did you get here? How did you get to be one of those people? Well, the life that you chose, that's the combination of all the lives you've lived before, has brought you to this place in time. This is where you want to be. You didn't want anything else. This is what you wanted most. And the whole universe lined up for you so that Gary was available, that Gary was still offering this, that you were able to push past fear, that you had the money to do it, that you had the time to do it, that you had the courage to do it. It all lined up for this one moment in time. And all of your guides and supporters, all of your ancestors, all of who you are is gushing with thrill that you made it here now. They are so excited, you cannot believe it. And everything you're doing now is for their benefit as well. And they are supporting you in every moment, guiding you along, coaxing you along, sending you little manifestation events, sending you love all the time. You are loved more than you can imagine. But you couldn't have this experience if you knew that. If you knew that now, you wouldn't be moved to more information. So the way that you set yourself up in this life set the trajectory that would birth desires so that you would find and accept this information that few people on earth are ready to accept at this moment in time. Everything that you are doing is not for the human you. It's for the greater good, the entire universe, the entire mass consciousness of the planet. All of those who will come after you, all of this is for them. None of it is for you because you need nothing.
Wow. Well, with that, I am complete.
We just want you to know that this life that you are living is perfect. And when you return to the non-physical, you will say, oh my God, it was perfect. It was perfect in every way. I just couldn't see it all the time. And so, So as you move forward now, you're going to see things in a new way. You're going to look at them as good. You're going to see the opportunities. When you're inspired to do anything and you have some resistance, you're going to say, well, what is this resistance about? Why am I resisting this? This is for me. Even though it doesn't look like it's for me, it's for me. And then you'll say, okay, well, I don't have to fully commit to this. I can take one action in that moment. What's the action I can take? Oh, I can research it. I can talk to someone else. I can make an appointment. I can do some more investigation. This is the new approach to life that we're talking about here. This is a radical departure from the approach of the victim. The approach of the creator is one who sees all of this is for me. All of this universe is supporting me. I do not need to do anything than take action when inspired. If I can take the action when I'm inspired, when I can push past that fear, when I can be courageous and push past that fear, it'll always be for my highest good and the highest good of all involved. And I'm here to support the highest good of all involved. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I hope you really enjoyed that. And I really want to thank Charlene for letting us share that with all of you. These are normally very private and most people don't want to share. Of course, it's all up to that person. And when something's really good, I like to share it. And so Charlene said yes. And so thank you so much for that, Charlene. If you have any questions, you can always email me at garybodley@gmail.com or go to the website at theteachingsofjoshua.com. You'll see we have two courses there right now. It's the alignment course, and the alignment is part of the ascension experience. That's actually a group of 13 courses that you do throughout a year or so. And there's a beginner's course. It's called 7 Days to Radically Raise Your Vibration Through Processing Unconscious Limiting Beliefs. That has the form in it, the meditations, daily spiritual practice, 7 days. And that will really get you kind of thinking in a new way. And it'll really have you look at why are all these manifestation events happening and what do they mean and how can I process them and find limiting beliefs and shift those limiting beliefs from empowering or from limiting to empowering. So take a look at that. And also remember to like this podcast and subscribe to it and share it and leave a review, leave a comment, all that great stuff. We really appreciate everything you do here. And until next time, have a wonderful week. Bye.